Welcome back, everybody. This is Eric and Chad here with IRAC Veteran 8888. Today, we've got another gun gripe episode for you. We're going to talk about the perceived and temporary
victory
when it comes to this brace fiasco. We're going to dive into it a little bit, and this won't be a super long video. I just want to bring up a couple of things. I would like to take a moment to thank our friends at Sonoran Desert Institute. SDI has some awesome gunsmithing programs. If you're interested in learning more about firearms technology, furthering your career, they accept GI Bill. Check them out. Great online programs, distant learning, wonderful people, and we appreciate them supporting Gun Gripes. All right, so let's break into this a little bit. You guys may know we did make a video talking about the comment period opening up for braces. You know, the ATF basically laid out that they had a desire to potentially reclassify braces or any firearm containing a brace as an NFA item and subject to the purview of NFA, everything like that. And of course, I think at the time, it's worth mentioning now that, of course, they've rescinded that. We're going to get into that here in a moment. It's sort of a temporary victory. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny victory in a very, very large-scale war for your rights. So it's worth mentioning. Thank you guys who took the time to write Director Regina Lombardo. Sorry. So those of you that wrote Regina Lombardo, thank you very much. And I want to thank our friends at The Truth About Guns for publishing my letter to Regina Lombardo. I posted that letter. I'll put a link in the description box below if you wish to check it out. And of course, I'll pipe a few things here for you to see. But I did write a letter and I laid out very clearly and concisely why I felt it was a terrible idea. And honestly, why I view the NFA as being illegitimate anyway. We won't get down that rabbit hole in this particular video, but you know that I view the NFA as being extremely constitutionally questionable, and it is a taxing of a right. And I strongly disagree with the old adage of, let's just say, poll taxes. In my letter, I mentioned poll taxes being deemed unconstitutional. Poll taxes were set up to disenfranchise minority voters. Okay, when you look at what the tax stamp originally was submitted for. In today's money, it would be roughly about $2,300. Considerable amount of money.
Talking about the NFA?
Yeah, $200. Yeah.
It's well over $4,000. Oh, so, yeah, with inflation.
Yeah, well, yeah. Even more. Okay, but yeah. But it's a ton of money, right? If it were in $200 in today's money, it would be a tax so burdensome and so high. Appreciate that. That it would, of course, disenfranchise anyone who wanted to own that type of firearm. Now, I digress. Without going further down that rabbit hole, Chad, let's break into it.
So there's two things. All right. One, everyone is touting this as a great victory. Okay. Like, hey, yeah, we made the ATF back off. Well, there were 73,536 comments received. All right. Initially, within the first several days, there were only like 20,000 comments. And then, you know, all of us on social media were pushing for, like, hey, guys, if you want to leave a comment, you know, you need to leave a comment, you know, and actually show your support for this. I mean, how many braced firearms are out there? How many braced pistol owners are out there? Millions? I mean, how many millions of gun owners own these devices?
How many thousands of jobs would it affect?
And, you know, 73,000 people care. That's a little bit disheartening, you know, in the big scheme of things. So was this really a great victory, a 2A victory, or is it just the ATF kind of backing off and just biding their time because they're planning something else, you know?
Or that they know that with an oncoming administration that we have with a Democrat-controlled House, Senate, and presidency, that then it'll just become a moot point. Well, what does an opinion letter matter, or what does a change of some specification matter when Biden can just get passed through Congress everything he wants anyway?
Yeah.
So maybe they just saw it from a regulatory standpoint. It's just being a moot point. You know, maybe they knew the oncoming administration was going to, you know, give them everything they wanted.
Yeah.
Regina Lombardo is a known anti-gunner.
No. So is Marvin Richardson
Marvin Richardson. Now, I do want to just mention this, and I don't want to make this an incendiary issue for some people, right? I have to give credit where it's due, and I just have to look at this in the way that I have to look at it, right? Doesn't mean I agree or like Mitch McConnell necessarily. I know some people are not happy with Mitch McConnell. I know some people like Mitch McConnell, but I will say that Mitch McConnell was at least in tiny part responsible for getting the ATF to back off on this. There was definitely a lot of concern over. Now, guys, I'm reporting here. I'm not saying this is how I feel personally. This does not represent my personal views. Okay, I'm reporting sort of in a crude redneck way that I do. All right, we're your neighborhood redneck reporters. Okay, we have to call it like we see it.
But they denied on the nightly news.
But there was certainly concern with the DOJ and everything over, you know, the amount of tax revenue that would be affected by this. Mm. I mean, you're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry being affected. The brace as a device has completely revolutionized and changed the innovation within the firearms industry. It has affected millions upon millions and millions of dollars, millions and millions and millions of dollars of revenue. And I think when they caught wind of that, they're like, oh, we didn't realize this was such a hot button thing, right? Yeah. So while I won't sit here and say, oh, well, whatever their motivations were, that was one reason that the ATF backed down. So don't think that this is some, you know, raw victory. Like, don't be so fast to celebrate. It is a tiny, tiny skirmish.
You need to sit back and observe the battlefield.
I mean, observe the battlefield and know who the bad guys are and who isn't. Regina Lombardo is a known anti-gunner, and she probably has a overall disdain for gun owners in general. So I guess she's in the perfect job of being in the, you know, in the business of infringing on people's liberties. So you know how we feel about this subject, and I'm not going to interject a lot of that in there because the letter says everything I need to say. I don't need to say anything that's not in the letter, right? And it's public record. Mm. It's on Truth About Guns. Check it out. Mm. And there's some interesting comments too that people left up on the webpage for Truth About Guns too.
The comment sections are always interesting.
They are. And, all right. Anyway, we just want to make this video to let people know that it is a tiny victory. We wanted to acknowledge it. And in case you don't know, you know, we were on a little bit of a Christmas break. We're getting back into filming. I know this may be old news to some of you, this may be new, but we wanted to acknowledge it. And I wanted to share my letter here on YouTube for our viewers to read. Some of you follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and, well, Parler until Amazon shut it down. But we are on Parler as well and Rumble. I'll quickly mention some of you that follow us on social media. Obviously, throughout break, you know, I've been posting about this type of stuff and posting memes and things. But we haven't had a chance to make this YouTube video until now. We've just now gotten back to filming. So I hope you understand we're not trying to ignore what happened or be late on it. But we're back now anyway.
And just to clarify, remember, guys, there were a lot of alarmists, okay, in the 2A world initially when this when this guidance was originally published and open for comments. It is just that. It's guidance, okay? It's not a regulation. It's not set in stone. The ATF and the DOJ can't just arbitrarily just put out a document and say, this is the letter or the law of the land. But just to clarify, okay, as explained in this notice, this is the notice that Marvin Richardson sent out backing off from the stabilizing brace guidance. All right. As explained in this notice, the proposed guidance was not a regulation. The notice informed and invited comment from the industry and public on a proposed guidance prior to issuing final guidance or a final guidance document. So were they just pulling back and they're still going to issue the final guidance document in the future and just surprise everyone?
That's anyone's guess.
That is anyone's guess. And all we as gun owners can do is speculate and just kind of keep things, you know, just keep this in the back of your mind. All right. Don't forget about it.
Right. The withdrawal of the guidance does not change any law, regulation, or other legally binding requirement. And that comes directly from Associate Deputy Director Marvin G. Richardson. I would like to also just quickly add before we end this particular gun gripe. When it comes to this sort of thing, Trump set forth an extremely, extremely terrible precedent by using executive fiat to ban bump stocks.
Yep.
because we've said it before, and we're going to say it again, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, and I know I'm probably beating a dead horse at this point, but it's worth mentioning that we told you that once an administration gets in that has the full brunt of Democrat control, or let's just not even call it Democrats, just anti-gunners.
Control, yeah.
Once anti-gunners are in control, they are going to wield the pen, okay, and they're going to sign away through executive fiat every single thing that you hold dear in terms of how you protect yourself and your family. I warned you. I told you guys. And here it is. So, you know, even, all right, right now, the Democrats have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. All right, we're going to acknowledge not all Democrats are anti-gun, just like all Republicans are not pro-gun. Okay, we get that. We're not drawing an ill conclusion from either side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. We're simply looking at this with eyes open to the front. I'm not looking at the people on my left and right. I'm looking at who's in front of me. That's what I care about. And they have set forth a very deadly precedent. All Biden has to do is go and just start signing away and just let the courts deal with it. Well, here's the danger of letting the courts deal with it. The courts have proven they don't give a crap about the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court has historically shown that they have no desire to hear Second Amendment cases. The lower courts have not done very much for us at all.
Ever since Heller, man, like 2A cases, they go to the court and they say, we're not going to hear that. Bye.
Right.
We're not going to grant certiorari. Bye. We'll be seeing
you. So the difficulty is that, you know, now we've got, you know, Firearms Policy Coalition, who's doing great work. Gun Owners of America, they're doing great work. I donate to both of those regularly. I suggest you too, you as well, if you can. Especially FBC, they're putting forth the full legal hammer that they have available.
They got to feed that lawsuit printer.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
That lawsuit printer is a ticking. And that ink costs money. And all of these lawsuits cost a ton of money.
Oh, man.
And they take a long time.
Oh, gosh.
So, FPC, if you're listening, y'all are doing a great job. And don't think that we don't see what you're doing. And we appreciate it. So, guys, a temporary victory in a very tiny skirmish. But I'll take a victory any day, but I won't let it define me. I'm worried about what's in front of me, not what's behind me or to my left and right. And that's also ideology-wise, political-wise, doesn't matter. I'm concerned about what's ahead of me. All right? That's what we need to be concerned about. Let's not worry about what's happened. Let's not worry about what could happen. Let's worry about what we can immediately affect change on as a group of people, right? We have a very distinct chance to bring all of these new gun owners into the fold, even if they may be on the left or previously anti-gun, and now they're like, hey, at least they've gone over the path of now we own a gun, right? So now how do we keep our guns? How do we maintain our rights? How do we keep what we have? How do we prevent from losing more rights? So I think if we can concentrate on that issue and make it a non-political thing, we may see more victories in the future. So don't let it define you. Worry about what's in front of you. Worry about what we can do as people together to solidify our rights.
I would say so. I don't think there's anything else to say.
Appreciate it, guys. Many more videos on the way. Definitely want to thank our Patreon supporters. I know I don't engage with you guys enough, and I'm sorry for that, but we're very, very busy and engaged in putting out content, and I appreciate you being a part of that. I really do. It means a lot to me and my family and Chad's family, all of our all of us who make this channel possible. I really appreciate those of you who support us on Patreon, those of you who continue to purchase man cans, t-shirts, merchandise over on the website. Consider checking out our wares, okay? We're bringing back man cans in an awesome way. We've got some great boxes of gear that we put together for y'all that we choose, all stuff that we use. And so the pricing structure and the timelines for man cans has changed a little bit. I want you to understand that. But it I believe, has made a much better box, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy them. And I know that folks have had a really rough go with all the things going on with COVID, and some folks are out of work. Some folks are really watching their disposable income, and I totally get that. We have seen considerably less folks buying stuff, and that's completely okay. But those of you that have, I really appreciate those of you who have continued to support us financially. It means a lot to me, my family, and all of us, of course. So thank you very much. Many more videos on the way. We hope you'll tune in if we're here. And we'll see you next time.
See you guys.